Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Beth, Melissa, and James here with you at 9:04 on the clock. And we're joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there?
Pretty well. How about yourself?
Doing good. Doing good. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, not bad. Yeah, nice. A little warmer yesterday than Saturday was, so I think we're going to enjoy this week a little more yet.
Yeah, speaking of being a little bit warmer, I noticed we might have a little bit of that this week.
Yes, yeah, getting our chance to kind of thaw out here as we get into midweek especially. And still looking at that sunshine out there throughout the day today, highs about 32, west wind 10 to 15, 13, partly cloudy tonight. And then a mix of clouds and sun for Tuesday, upper 30s, and then 17 Tuesday night, 43, a mix of clouds and sun on Wednesday. And pretty quiet leading into Thanksgiving, mid-20s, a few clouds Wednesday night. Thursday, more clouds, maybe a couple of late-day rain showers or sprinkles, highs around 40 on Thanksgiving. Rain shower chance could turn to a few flurries on Thursday night, otherwise 27. And then some clouds Friday, upper 30s, highs still hanging right around 40, and quiet pattern still around next weekend. I'm meteorologist Paul Trompley.
Always appreciate the updates, Paul. Looking forward to talking again tomorrow. You have a good day.
Thanks. You guys too.
Breast in the business right there. Our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Yeah, not bad, right? Not bad. Not bad
Sounded
at all.
Good for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm.
We got Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up a little bit later, 9 o'clock hour. Be listening for The Kitchens Open, the show inside a show that Beth and Melissa host. Looking forward to that. And some entertainment news in there, then I write stories, good stories of the day, all that coming up for you. Right now, a little bit of an entertainment story, actually. Nobody watches Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade for the train wrecks, but every once in a while, you do kind of get one. The Hollywood Reporter put together a list of 13 times the parade went wrong.
Okay.
So we're going to go through these kind of, random fire a little bit here, just boom, boom, boom kind of thing. But okay. I did want to ask, did you guys grow up watching the Macy's parade? Was it a big deal in your house?
No.
Melissa? No? Okay. Have you ever seen the parade?
I've seen little snippets of it, but it was never anything that was made a big deal. We didn't watch much TV when I was growing up, period. So.
Okay. Beth, how about you?
I've never been there in person, but I've watched it on TV almost every year. It's kind of, sometimes it was just in the background. Other times it was like, okay, what balloons are they going to have this year? And I personally, because of being the theater buff that I am, love seeing the Broadway shows that they put in there and seeing what's on Broadway now.
It's not easy to, how do you update these things? How do you make them modern and everything and keep people, young people, to be interested in that? I think that the Macy's Parade is one of the only parades that I can say that I see on a routine basis outside of our local ones here in the, central Wisconsin area and everything. And that one, they seem to do that pretty well with, I would think. I thought that the incorporations of that more and more has been really interesting. And I like that they've kind of modernized parades a bit,
right.
You know, and the Macy's one has been the one to really do that, has really kind of really jump-started that. Mm-hmm. In our house, we don't have a lot of Thanksgiving traditions necessarily, but it kind of is one, I think, unintentionally.
Right.
There was usually a TV in wherever we were living, and it was the first thing that my mom would put on, in part because that was she knew my dad was going to turn on the TV anyway because football would be on that
and
day.
And that was the other thing that was always on Thanksgiving.
Right, right. But I hadn't never really thought of it as a tradition in our house growing up, but it pretty much was. Every year it was on. Mm-hmm. And I think it kind of was. Maybe not just one of those ones that you call out a tradition.
Right. Well, and for me, it was interesting always to see the changes that they make to different floats and things like that. I literally lost my mind a few years ago when I looked and they had a Moravian star on Santa's sleigh float. Like, we're in the parade!
Right, right. I can so relate to that, Beth. Yes. Representation matters.
There you go. Yep.
It does.
Number one on the list, Mighty Mouse Goes Down. The balloon hit a street sign and crumpled to the ground back in 1956.
Wow.
Aww.
Oh, boy. This is a tough one. Superman loses an arm.
Oh.
I didn't think that could happen. I thought he's the Man of Steel. During the 1985 parade, one of Superman's arms snagged on a tree branch. It was torn off.
Oy.
Oh, no.
The next year, they did actually make him out of steel, but it wouldn't float, and so that didn't work out any. But no, they didn't.
Bummer.
They didn't do that. Kermit hangs his head. Ouch. In 1991, Kermit hit a tree, causing his head to become partially deflated, so it looked like he was just staring down at the street. One of the commentators even said, quote, "Today, Kermit is just a little bit sad."
It's not easy being green.
No, it's not. It's not. Kermit's a little blue that day. I that was one thing I did. I'm glad that we actually came up because there's not a lot of easy. There's nothing easy really about doing anything live.
Right.
No matter how many times you've done it. But doing something like that, there's always something like this that happens. Mm-hmm. Even if it's not something hugely tragic or anything like that, something crazy happens. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just the way it goes. And I think they've really done a good job nowadays of having people on there that can adapt well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When we were kids, we didn't see that as much. It was usually they grabbed whoever was the person that did the news at 5 or 10 or whatever, and they came on and did it, and you could tell that they didn't want to be there or something like that. And I granted, there's a ton of people that have done this over the years that I've seen do it and are really good at it. I do think... it was also a chance to see weather people kind of out of their, I was just going to say out of their element.
You just can't help
it. I'm horrible. Al Roker. I had no idea Al Roker had that much charisma, that was that funny. I didn't really watch morning shows, and I didn't really see him on there or anything like that. So that was really kind of the first times I saw him was in the parades. Mm-hmm. And he was great. Yeah. He was really good. He's a very funny guy, very talented guy.
He is.
Other weather people I've seen do that over the years and be very good at that stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see here. The Cat in the Hat puts a woman in a coma.
What?
It is one of the Dr. Seuss books that they don't talk about. It was not a very good seller. The Cat in the Hat, during a windy 1997 parade, the Cat in the Hat struck a lamppost, which fell over and fractured a woman's skull. And she was in a coma for a month.
Oh,
yikes.
No.
Man, that is dang. Glad she was. She ended up being okay and everything, but geez.
Yeah. Yikes.
Barney gets ripped apart.
Oh, no.
The same wind that caused the Cat in the Hat accidentally tore Barney, the dinosaur, apart. He had to be deflated and removed from the parade. I really hope that did not traumatize any kids.
Oh, my goodness,
Because let's be honest, Barney alone almost did that for a lot of kids, let alone that happening to Barney and everything.
You have to wonder. I think after that, they started putting a limit as to how windy it could be in order for balloons to go. And they'll do it at different heights now, if you've noticed. If it's not going to be that windy, the balloons get to fly higher. And if it is...
I love that you have people that will completely, because I really do think that by now, most everybody, even if you're not a climate change activist or anything like that, you understand that our world has been affected by climate change. They just, over the weekend, canceled the football game in Buffalo because of the snow.
Yeah.
They canceled a football game because of snow. The what? Like, that doesn't. No, that's what we asked for. That's what we want in football. We want snow. Bring us snow. No, they cancel it.
Well, this wasn't inches. This was feet.
Right?
6 feet? That's a lot of snow.
If that doesn't tell you, if that isn't an eye opener to anybody out there, I mean. Eminem gave a woman stitches. And Eminem gave women stitches.
What?
In 2005, an Eminem balloon snagged a pole in Times Square that hit a streetlight, broke parts from the light hit, and hit and injured two sisters. One of them needed stitches in the back of her head.
Wow.
Oh, no.
And Scott McCreery gets caught faking it. Everyone pretty much knows the performances on those floats are lip-synced, but that doesn't mean that they like getting caught. In 2011, Scotty missed his cue and started singing after the song had already begun. And he never really lived that one down. As far as, now I don't pretend to know that gentleman or his career that well or anything, but just what they're saying, he's never really been able to live that down. That's something that he still gets heckled at in live shows and stuff, I guess.
Aww. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, especially if everybody else is doing this.
Right.
It's a little...
Right.
Like it's one,
a parade.
It's not Milli Vanilli.
It's one thing to be on Saturday Night Live.
Right.
Or something like that, and to do that. But, like, this, I'm surprised this doesn't happen more often. And everything. You look at like award shows. Mm-hmm. This stuff goes on, and not to say every performance at award show is, certainly not. But there are plenty of times where an act is just, you know, that's what they do. They don't sing the actual thing. And you don't hear anybody complaining about it. You don't hear anybody bent out of shape about it. I don't even know how many people notice. I don't know.
Yeah.
And Rex the Dinosaur and Sonic the Hedgehog finally had their big battle. Finally.
What?
I've been waiting for this forever. They finally, no. In 1993, parade saw two balloons go down, both crashing into lampposts and immediately starting to deflate. Sonic collapsed on an off-duty police officer, causing minor injuries, and wouldn't return to the parade until 2011 because he was in jail. It was
naughty, naughty.
You really took this far. I mean, hey, you don't mess with cops, man. Don't do it. I'm almost blown away that there aren't more of these. Not to say that you deserve credit for doing your job, but I mean, it is a little surprising.
And think about the hundreds and hundreds of volunteers that they have to be those balloon handlers.
So many people were, you know, and again, they're doing it on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like all these athletes, that are going to be the NFL, of course, is going to have games on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. The NFL is going to have games on Christmas. There are going to be basketball games on Christmas. And we all look at these athletes, and I think at some point or another, hopefully you have a moment and realize, hey, they're giving up time with their family or friends or loved ones to entertain us. They're getting paid millions of dollars to do this, thousands of dollars or whatever, but they're also doing that. And it's, you can chew gum and walk at the same time. But for every one of those athletes that's getting paid thousands of dollars to do this, there are trainers, there are vendors, there are people working the ticket council and everything that are not getting paid that money to take time out of their day so that they can do these things.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt to have a moment of appreciation for that stuff. And it goes just as deeply with what you were saying there, Beth, with the people helping hold up these balloons and all that. A lot of people work on our holidays. A lot more than maybe should.
Yes.
Take a break. We'll come back and get into Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and plenty more fun here on Mornings at WFHR.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today.
It's time for Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're gonna do right now is do some celebrating. What you should be doing is treating yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week in 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Let's go ahead and get into the celebrating. And Beth, I need you to give me a 1 through 3.
Let's go 3.
All right, there we go. That gives us our qualifier, so we can dive right into the celebrating. First up, want to wish a very happy birthday to Jacob Wilkes.
Happy birthday, Jacob.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Jacob. Hope it's a good one for you. Also, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Julia Ray Zunga.
Happy birthday, Julia.
Happy birthday, Julia.
Julia, enjoy your day. We hope it's a great one. And our qualifier today, celebrating her birthday, Naomi Booth.
Happy birthday, Naomi.
Congratulations.
Naomi, we hope you enjoy your day. Have a fantastic one. And we want to thank everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody.
Yeah.
Info@WFHR.com, James@WFHR.com. You don't want to be one of the ones left out.
No.
All the cool kids are doing this.
Yeah.
Get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Celebrate with us and our friends at Misty's Menu.
We want a qualifier every day.
Every day. We've got a streak going right now.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the last time we've had one going this long, so we got to get one every day.
Keep them coming.
Keep them coming, everybody. Let's go ahead and dive into some celebrity birthdays real quick. Carly Rae Jepsen is 37. She is, Call Me Maybe. Okay.
Yep.
I did not recognize the name right away.
Yeah. It's a catchy tune.
Yeah. I do remember that song. And they say here it has over 1.4 billion views.
Yeah,
that song.
Yeah,
dear God,
that was a phenomenon. Wow. happened.
Like I knew it was a big song. I know it and stuff, and I heard it in TVs and movies and commercials and stuff. I didn't know it was that big. Oh wow!
Yeah, didn't that come out around the same time as the Olympics? And there was like an Olympic team that did a whole little video to it. So
it got world famous from that stuff. That's right. Yeah, forgot about that. Jenna Malone is 38. Great young actress. She is Jonah on Hunger Game in the Hunger Games. And she was Jake Gyllenhaal's girlfriend in Donnie Darko. It was maybe one of her best, if not her best performance. She was really good in that. She was also in a movie called The Ruins.
Okay.
She's a good actor, though. I like her. Let's see here. Another good actress. Rain Phoenix is 50. Sister of Joaquin in the late great River Phoenix.
Hmm.
Yeah, she's good. Michael Strahan is 51.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Of course, nowadays known as being a co-host on Good Morning America.
Yep.
And doing other, like the Fox pregame show and all that.
Mm-hmm.
He's held the NFL record for most sacks in a season since 2001, when many people believe that Brett Favre handed it to his friend Michael Strahan. I don't know. To me, it's so easy to say. I watched that play happen live. I remember when that happened. And, I mean, it looked a little like that. And at the same time, it looked like a quarterback doing what they do when they know the play is busted. They protect themselves and go to the ground. That's kind of what all quarterbacks do. So I don't know. I mean, you know, did he do it a little early? Did the play look a little bit played, you know, like it was planned? I don't know. These guys are paid a lot of money and have a lot of pride. I don't know if... Even if we're friends or not, I'm going to let him have that over me.
Like, right.
Brett Favre's already the all-time leader in fumbles and interceptions and all those stuff. Like, I mean, having that on your team. I don't know. I really don't know. And only those two really do know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but regardless of what anybody thinks, he's still got the record.
Yeah.
And it has not hurt him. I do think, too, one real quick thing about Michael Strahan. He was picked on a lot growing up because of his gap tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, he had a chance to get it fixed. And I forget why he said he didn't, but he ended up not doing it. And now it's almost one of his claims to fame.
Yeah.
Now it is a part of, and I just admire when that happens for people in life. You know, when these things that we grew up and were picked on as for a little kid, and as an adult, it becomes some like almost a signature to his look. To it, I'm not saying he wouldn't be just as famous if he had gotten it straight and anything like that, but the fact that he didn't, I think that's cool when that happens in life. I'd say the greatest outfielder of my generation. It's hard to say that because of Bo Jackson and a handful of other guys, but Ken Griffey Jr. is 53 today. If you like baseball, especially if you're like me and you love the fielding in baseball, I know that this is something I will do today is go ahead and go on YouTube, watch a highlight reel of Ken Griffey Jr. in the outfield. You will see some of the greatest plays in center field you'll ever see in your life. Not to mention one of the greatest swings of all time, too. He's a great hitter, ball player, Hall of Famer. He's one of the greatest players of my generation, certainly. Troy Aikman is 56.
Wow.
NFL commentator and former Dallas quarterback, of course. Got a couple of rings and is in the Hall of Fame himself. A lot of big athlete names on this day.
Mm-hmm.
Bjork is 57.
Really?
Yeah. Not many people may know this.
And her swan is how old?
Right. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, that's a good line. It's good. Great singer, songwriter. Human Behavior is probably her most famous one. Big Time Sensibility, maybe, if not that. And as Beth mentions, the swan outfit, I think, is she's just as famous for. I don't think a lot of people know, one, that she's Icelandic, and that Bjork in Iceland means a birch tree.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah. She is really, she's actually a pretty good actress, too.
Like, really?
Yeah. She's just very talented. Very talented.
Mm-hmm. Well, and she sang the theme song for one of the Bond movies, didn't
she? Yeah, I believe she did.
Did she? Yeah. I don't remember.
Live twice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Good call, Mel. Nice. I want to say probably like along with like Winona Ryder and Pam Grier and Sophia Loren. There's a couple of women that really stood out to me when I was young. Gilda Radner is another one, of course.
Yeah.
And Goldie Hawn.
Yes.
Goldie Hawn is 77 years old today, and yes, I'm so happy to say that. Kurt Russell's, the better half, and of course, Kate Hudson's mom.
Yep.
I just love that woman.
Oh my gosh.
I love Goldie Hawn. I would be like crushed if it turned out, hey, Goldie Hawn's a jerk. Like, that would destroy me. It's one of the few people that I actually would say that about. Like, it would actually shock me and surprise me to say. It cannot be taken lightly where she started and where she's ended up and what she did with her career. Just a blonde girl with a bunch of face paint or body paint on her, dancing and everything, and a laughing cutaway scene and stuff.
Yep.
Just just a throwaway line, throwaway roles, all that. And what she spun that into,
my goodness,
is insane.
I think
amazing.
Of Private Benjamin. That comes right to mind. And she was
favorites.
Not she was not afraid to use her body for her comedy.
One of the earlier comedians or one of the earlier actresses that was like, okay, you're gonna force me to be pretty. You're gonna force me to do this and this and this. I'm gonna do on the other side of that, when the cameras are rolling, I'm going to be slapstick. I'm going to do a lot of these things. I'm going to prove that I'm not just a pretty face. Mm-hmm. That I have a comedic skill. That I have talent. And she did.
Yeah.
I mean, all the time. There's a silly little movie called Overboard that her and Kurt Russell did that everybody knows.
That's the one that comes to mind first.
And it's not my first one. Actually, the first one I think of, Melissa, is a movie she did called Wild Things, I want to say, or Wild, something like that. It's she plays a football coach.
Yes.
Of a high school
team.
Yes. It used to be on WGN.
There you go, Wildcats.
Wildcats.
Yep.
Thank you so much. One of my favorite movies of all time. Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson are in it. And I'm glad you brought that up. I brought that up, actually. I'm glad you made me bring that up, Melissa. Because both that and the Overboard movie, there are scenes in those movies where she is doing drama.
Yeah.
And if you give yourself a moment to just watch those scenes and isolate those scenes, you see somebody who's got chops.
Well, and she was able to hold her own with Meryl Streep in, what was it, Dead Again?
Yep.
Was that the one?
Another classic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know if I could get through all of her movies and make sure that I mentioned every one that should be mentioned. Like, she's just so darn beloved and liked. And I'm not saying she's the greatest actress of all time or any of those things or anything. She's just, I don't know if you could tell the story of acting and not tell Goldie Hawn's story.
Mm-hmm. And she's allowing herself to age gracefully.
Yeah.
And, you know, and to see, she just did a Christmas movie with Kurt Russell that was on one of the streaming services. I want to say Netflix or Amazon Prime. And it's a very cute Christmas story, and they do a wonderful job together.
And she's just one of those actors, like, if you told me that she was in a movie, I'd watch it just for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Just because she's in it. Doesn't matter what it is.
I can say there's a lot of, or I shouldn't say a lot, but there is definitely a handful of movies that I've done that with just because of her being in it. Yeah. Marlo Thomas is 85.
Aww.
That's cool. Great
to be. Free to Me, You and Me, is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That song, and then, of course, all the great work that she does for St. Jude's, which her father founded.
That girl, she plays Rachel's mom on Friends as well. And then a couple people no longer with us. We were talking baseball earlier. One of the greatest hitters of all time, Stan the Man Musial, born on this day in 1920, passed away in 2013. Dr. John, born on this day in 1941, passed away in 2019. One of the greatest voices ever. God, I love him. New Orleans original, biggest hits, Right Place, Wrong Time. He also did the theme song for Blossom.
Really?
I forgot that completely. Boy, of all the weird, that's great. Really, really, just legendary voice, singer, songwriter, all that. And finally, of people no longer with us, one of my favorite human beings in entertainment history, Harold Ramis, born in this day in 1944, passed away in 2014. Writer, director of, Harold didn't do a whole lot in his career. Caddyshack, Groundhog Day, Animal House, Stripes, Back to School, Meatballs, Ghostbusters. I can keep going, everybody. One of the kings of comedy, as far as I'm concerned. behind the scenes, in front of the scenes. Am I biased because he's a Chicagoan who went to Second City? Incredibly so. Yes. Have you never listened to me on the radio before? It doesn't mean I'm wrong. Does not mean I'm wrong.
You are not wrong.
Not wrong. Harold Ramis, so darn good at what he did. Not only did he help create the help Bill Murray's career blow up, John Candy, so many other people. But with his passing, that happened much quicker than I think a lot of people realized. It's Harold Ramis, a Second City alum. Second City wanted to honor him, so they created the Ramis Film School.
Cool.
That is still, obviously going around today.
Yeah.
Tons of great graduates have come to that. Some successful and famous people have already graduated from that school as well. Second City has always had this kind of, one foot in the film world and one foot in theater. And with Ramis's passing, it was something that he wanted to do anyway. And just he got sick and wasn't able to. So they kind of picked it up and continued to do that. There's a lot of kids who I want to get into this world, but I don't really want to do theater and everything. And the Harold Ramis School is almost perfectly for mm-hmm. this. And it's a great way to take kids who do graduate from Second City that want to go in more behind the scenes or be directors or writers or anything going into that world. His legacy, it was intact already because of this film work and writing and everything. Future kids are going to be know his name, not just because of the movies and stuff, right. but know the man and his work. It's pretty cool. I'm very proud of the school for that.
That's awesome.
And just a great human being. I mean, mm-hmm. how much do we love Venkman in the Ghostbusters yeah. movie and yeah. everything? Mm-hmm. I mean, it was so great. And anybody, I don't want to. I hate being a spoiler. I don't want to spoil anything. But the most recent Ghostbusters they did, the Afterlife one, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've never in my life see a movie or anything do a better job of homaging or playing. Respect to somebody's legacy in life. I don't think in my lifetime I've ever seen a movie do a better job than that movie did to Harold Ramis's legacy and to him just as a person. And period. Not only did I think it was a really good movie, mm-hmm. you just never see that anymore. You see billions of prequels and sequels and all this, but like not a lot of them are that great, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Or in my opinion, I don't think a lot of them are that great. Not only did this one, I think, held up just as good as the originals, but it continued the story and it did a really good job of modernizing it and paying respect and homage to a person no longer with us and everything. Yeah. I thought that was really, it was a very good movie. I thought it was very good. Well done.
That's awesome.
One more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Jacob Wilkes.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Julie Ray Zunga.
Happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
And a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Naomi Booth.
Happy birthday, all of you. Go get your free piece of pie.
Yes. Get on over to Misty's, get that free slice of pie. While you're heading over there, listen to Melissa's news. And then when you get to Misty's, wish him a good day from all of us here at WFHR. Mm-hmm. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. Melissa, Beth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great start to your week out there. Happy Monday, everyone. Keep in mind, it's a short week. Seems like a good thing to remind people early on a Monday morning this year.
Yeah.
Something else we want to remind you about. We're going to be pulling our winner.
Yes, our winner.
Over at Quality Foods, IGA, we have Steph and we have Ash over there, and they are going to be pulling the winner. They're going to mm-hmm. do this live, and they're doing it on Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So if you'd like to be there in person, I just was texting with Steph, and they are at the Baker Drive one.
Baker Street.
Baker Street. So head on over there to 1811 Baker Street to check to if you want to see this mm-hmm. happening live. Otherwise, just pull up on your Facebook page, WFHR's webpage, and follow along live when they go. They should be going any moment now. And I have fun with it, you the ladies. I hope you guys enjoy it. Have fun out there. Stay warm, of course, mm-hmm. and bring back donut holes if you could. I'm really excited about this. I like this. I hope they have a good time mm-hmm. with it. Now we're looking forward to it. Steph is going to text me the winner, so we will announce that right away on the air here. We'll get that in. We'll mention it a couple of times today and tomorrow. So keep in listening for that, everybody. And then just a big shout out to our friends at Quality Foods. Mm-hmm. Love our friends there. I know I do a lot of my shopping there, so maybe I'm a little biased, but I always enjoyed going there. Either any of the IGAs I've gone to in my life, and Piggly Wiggly and all this stuff, but also to the greatest listeners in radio. Thank you so much for making this so successful, you guys. You called in. We got multiple calls on every one of these questions. Had fun with them. Mm-hmm. You guys enjoyed them. And I don't know about anybody else, if you guys noticed this or not, had quite a few new names, new qualifiers there and everything. It's a new day around here. It's
wonderful.
Pretty cool.
Awesome.
Again, thank you, Quality Foods. Thank you also to everybody working behind the scenes. Steph and the gang, we appreciate you. Steph is the best in the business.
Yes.
She proves it with stuff like this. And yeah, we'll be listening for that. Go ahead and listen to us while you're on Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. So here's one that I think we all kind of understand, but it kind of, like, many of us I know, like, need that data in our head. I know that this is correct, but once I have this study or the actual scientific proof, it mm-hmm. kind of just confirms what we already know.
Right. Yeah.
In a new survey, 31% of people admitted to being less active in winter months, and here are the top 10 excuses they give for not exercising as much. Do you want to start at number 10 or number 1 on this list? What do you guys think?
What do you think, Melissa?
Let's start with 1.
Okay.
Okay. Starting right at the top, it's darn cold.
Yeah.
It's darn cold.
Yeah.
I meant to say it's too cold.
It's accurate.
I don't believe that, like, we know, like, right now, it's cold.
Yeah.
Okay, this is cold weather right now we're dealing with.
Yes.
In a couple months, it's darn cold. Like, you can't, like, once it gets below 0 degrees, it ceases
Saturday.
To be just cold. Yeah, Saturday. Not just cold anymore.
Just a couple of days ago.
Darn cold. Yeah, you almost have to say that. You can't just, if you can talk, if your teeth can stop chattering,
then
you can say it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could push back on that with a, well, you're just not dressed properly then.
Right.
Oh, no.
Right.
It's still cold.
It's too dark. Okay. I actually like getting my run in the summer in the dark, or getting a workout in the dark. I kind of like doing that. I also kind of like, but I mean that more so at night.
Right.
I enjoy working out at night. That's usually one of the only things that tires me out in order to get me to sleep. That's part of the reason why I like it. But I don't know. There's something about that time of day. It's too wet.
Yep. I'm assuming a lot of this is because
like
I'm sensing
good.
A theme that this is exercising outside,
yeah.
not
yes.
indoors. Okay.
Yeah.
Because these things wouldn't stop you from
no,
doing
exactly.
Indoors.
No. I've worked out in all of these so far. Yeah, it's harder to find the motivation. Boom, there we go.
Yep,
I think
that's true.
Yep.
I actually think that's the only true one on this list. and I don't mean I'm not making fun of or picking on anybody. We are our own worst enemy, mm-hmm. and we're our own harshest mm-hmm. critic, and we you know all those things.
Mm-hmm.
So really. Working out, like, there's plenty of people that enjoy it. Like, you know, mad people like myself and stuff that enjoy working out. And the majority of people have to push themselves, have to, you know, get themselves in the right mindset to do these things. And so any one thing that can fall off the rails mm-hmm. or a little bit is going to lead right to it and lead to less motivation to do this. So I actually think that that's the only one you really need on this list.
Right.
Everything else is just kind of like a you know,
it's
under that umbrella. Yeah.
Well, and when it's nice outside, you want to be outside. So it makes it, and if you're outside anyway, then might as well work out. But in the winter mm-hmm. when it's cold and all of these, you don't want to be out there.
And if you are somebody that struggles with that and deals with that, I have some breaking news for you. You are not alone.
Yeah.
You are like the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my older memories is working out. My dad has had me working out when I was 7, 8 years old and everything. Nothing like crazy, but mm-hmm. working out with him and stuff. Spotting him was a little weird. I don't know why he had a 7-year-old spotting him. And even it's almost as I can't remember ever other than like when I've had injuries or something like that mm-hmm. going for long periods of time without working out. And mm-hmm. even I have to motivate myself sometimes. Even I got to I don't really.
Yeah.
It's Saturday morning. I don't want to do this. It's the one morning I can relax. Here I go. Got to do it. Here I go. You know, because I always feel better afterward. And I always know mm-hmm. that. But that's for me. Don't. Use this as a moment to find, hey, you have a lot in common with a lot of other people.
Right.
There's no difference between you and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Mm-hmm. You know, I've heard Arnold talk about this in interviews and everything. He struggled his whole life to get there and to work out and stuff, even mm-hmm. though he loves it.
Right.
It, you know, I mean, that's former, you know, Mr. Universe and everything. Number 5, I worry more about safety when exercising in the dark outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a legitimate excuse.
Yeah.
That's a legitimate mm-hmm. reason. That's perfectly okay. There's no workout in the world that you should ever walk into and I don't feel too safe doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Safety
no.
first.
Exactly.
I would like to take a moment to like more call out our society and you know everything and a lot of those things on this, but mm-hmm. not to spend a whole lot of time on the subject.
Right.
But you know, it would also be really good if we had communities that were much more healthier for people to walk. Let's.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to sound sexist here and say it, I think of just women with that, but I do think of just women with that. I'll be honest about this as well. Own my sexism here. I'll own it. Not to say it can't be safe for a man running at night or anything like that. There, I've been jumped at night running, so mm-hmm. Obviously mm-hmm. I know that this can happen to men, but. In traditional in history and everything, we have way too many stories of women jogging at night and that not ending well.
Right.
So,
right.
That shouldn't happen. That just shouldn't be.
Exactly.
There's no part, nowhere that should happen. I have less energy at night. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a big one. That's one where just learning how your body works. Like, it makes sense that you would have less energy at the end of the day, you know, unless you're Peggy Bundy and you were just sitting on the couch all day. Chances are you're going to feel that way.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to work out in the morning then.
Exactly.
Maybe, you know, moving that stuff around. Or another thing that nobody talks about, nobody will probably tell you, especially your trainer, maybe you're working, maybe you're pushing it too hard. It's okay to take a couple reps off to, you know, hey, I've been doing 20 reps. I'm going to do 10 instead or something like that. It usually doesn't have as much to do with the amount of weight you're lifting. It's more about the reps you can do. I'm not impressed by somebody that can bench this amount of pounds or anything like that. It's they can bench this pounds and rep it 5 times or 10 times or something like that. That's to me, that's where your real body, that's where you're really going to build, you know, actual structure to your body and healthy structure to your body by doing that more so than just I can bench 500. Like, that's great, man. But can you do it five times?
Time.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I'm more likely to pull a muscle or strain something because of cold weather.
Yeah.
That's true. That can happen.
Yeah.
Guess what? It can happen in overheat, too. It's not. Stretching.
Stretching is important.
Stretching is not only a great thing
and
to do when you get
hydration.
Out of...
hydration.
Yes.
Thank you, Mel. Yeah. Yeah. It both go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just good to do in your daily life anyway. Like, even if you don't work out at all, stretching is good to do. Keeping dehydrated is good to do.
Yep.
Hibernation mode kicks in. I'd rather stay in and watch TV. Yeah, we all would. It's all of us. I also would like to do that instead of, I don't know, anything. there's not many things. That is, again, how bad do you want it?
Right.
You got to motivate yourself. And reminding yourself of how good you feel after a workout.
And that's the thing. You think about the reward you're going to get at the end of it.
I'm less body conscious in the winter because we wear more layers. This is a list of things that people use as an excuse not to. That seems like a reason to do it. That seems like a reason you would.
Oh, no. Because in the summer, you're conscious about what people, how you look and what people are seeing you as.
Saying. Okay,
so
I misunderstood.
This has to be because
image. Yep.
Got it. Okay, I misunderstood that. All right. Yeah, and that makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. I can relate to that completely. Mm-hmm. Yes, I get that.
I can hide more of myself in layers than I can when it's just shorts.
And number 10, coats are getting higher in winter due to heating bills and paying for Christmas, so I want to save on a gym membership.
So we finally go indoors.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that the fear of slipping on icy streets was not on there.
Yeah.
Well, that could be part of safety.
Could be. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Because that's a danger.
I went city with it right away. I went with my answer. I went very city, metropolitan, I think, with my answer. I think that's a much more universal answer, what you're saying there, Melissa. That's a good point.
And the iciness, I've actually done that. Been outside in the winter, and my foot's gone down, and it's caused an injury, so...
Yep.
How many of us
set back?
You slip on the ice, but you catch yourself.
Yep.
What's the first thing you do afterwards?
Yep.
You look around. Did anybody see that?
Anybody? Nobody saw that.
Because every one of us tries to be James Dean in that moment. Like, I meant to do that.
Yep.
I'm cool.
Yep.
I'm cool. I meant to do that. That's, I don't know. I meant to slip. I knew that was coming. Yep. I got you, ice. I got you. I hope nobody saw
and
that.
You can
I really hope nobody
from
saw
that. A lot quicker when you're younger than when you're older, because then it does a lot more damage.
Right? You probably pulled something catching yourself.
Yep.
Some counters to some of this, you know, exploring new outdoor places and new types of indoor exercises. Mm-hmm. Stick to regular routines to help cement healthy habits. Mm-hmm. And listen to upbeat music all year round, at least when you're, especially when you're being active. That can really motivate. Music is a huge motivator. Also keep in mind, like places like here we have around us, I don't know, our beautiful YMCA.
Absolutely.
Which is a beautiful, amazing place. Use our Y. Things like that.
Well, and if you don't want to leave the home, you know, today is National Television Day. Use the television. YouTube has a channel, and you can find a lot of TVs out there are smart TVs, or connect your computer, and you can find some great, even just 10-minute workouts that will help burn those calories.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio, 9:54 on the clock. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Beth, Melissa, and James here with you. And we will be giving you the winner of the turkey trivia with our friends at Quality Foods. That's coming up. Mm-hmm. Keep on listening for that, everybody. If you get a chance, be sure to join our friends Steph and Ashley on Facebook Live. I believe they may have already pulled a winner. I'm not sure. We'll find out together. I do know Steph will let me know as soon as they do have a winner, and we'll go ahead and make sure all of you hear that.
Mm-hmm.
61% of people. That's what you want. Number I want you to keep in mind here, okay? A lot of people spend months getting excited for the holiday season, but would you trade it all for what's behind door number two? In a new poll, 70% of people say that they look forward all year to spending the holidays with their loved ones. And 67% say it's the highlight of the year. But yet, if people were given the option of scrapping their traditional Christmas plan for a relaxing vacation, 61% of people would. The trip could still be a family vacation, so it's just about abandoning extended family and friends. It's more about dodging the usual stresses of the holiday season and celebrating in a fresh new way.
Okay,
it's not so much about avoiding family or anything like that.
It's
not like they actually asked that part of the question
right.
here.
Right.
I think we're trying to give a little grace, and I think that's fair. But the odds are there's at least a percentage
in reality,
here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the grass isn't always greener, and just because it's winter, vacations usually involve travel initiatives and crowds and navigating unfamiliar areas. There are these things called airports, that aren't always exactly a lot of fun or can be crazy. You know, there's that stuff,
right.
too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I do think that... it sounds good in theory, I think.
Right.
But if you've ever traveled, a period, like end of sentence, I don't care what, you know that you're trading one stressor for another stressor in some ways.
Well, and we've done the whole family vacation over Christmas thing because I work Christmas Eve, so we're often not able to travel until Christmas Day. And there are ways to make it fun, but you have to worry about, especially if you're traveling by plane, is it going to be late? How is that going to affect this? What am I going to do about these meals? So,
how's the weather going to act?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have had a lot of fun with our friends at Quality Foods IGA doing this turkey trivia for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Just a big thank you to Quality Foods IGA and stuff for doing this, having us along with this, and giving away this turkey in this time of year. And we all know what that can mean for a family out there. And we also want to send a shout out, of course, to Steph and Ashley doing such a great job, our sales and marketing team over there.
Yeah.
And welcome Ashley again to the team, our newest team member there, Ashley. They were over at Baker Street Quality Foods IGA this morning to draw a winner for the Quality Foods Turkey Trivia.
And the winner is?
The winner is Katie Brandt.
Congratulations, woo-hoo! Katie.
Way to go, Katie.
Katie Brandt is our winner. She just won her and her family a free turkey.
Yeah.
That is a sweet deal right there. Thank you very much to Steph for having some fun with this and going Facebook Live with it and for getting us the name so quickly. We appreciate that. And Katie, congratulations, Katie. If Katie doesn't know, make sure to embarrass her and tell her and go out of your way to make sure that everybody in the world knows Katie got a free turkey. And she got it from our friends at Quality Foods and us here at WFHR.
Yes.
This has been a lot of fun. We did this last year too and had a blast. I hope we can make this a tradition and keep doing this year after year with them over at Quality Foods. I love working with them. Great people over there. And this is just a fun one. We should let everybody look a little bit behind the curtain for a moment. We had a lot of fun putting these questions together. I will say I didn't help our team very much at first because I thought I had a bunch of great questions, but they had nothing to do with food. So I was like, okay, we got to go back and do this. And it was a great great collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
We took in this great one woman show that Melissa did on Friday and you did on Saturday, Beth, and our community did, and I just loved it so much and took so much from the performance and thought you were so great, Melissa. But it did get me thinking a little bit about how much uh, I how much I enjoy collaborating with others and working with others and thinking going into it, well, Melissa didn't have anybody to do that. Well, wait a minute, she did. She had the director. She had, you know, this and stuff. It's my favorite part of creating anything we do, whether it's radio, theater, anything, is collaborating with others. And we have such an awesome team when it comes to collaborating around here. I should include Beth in this, too, because Beth jumps in all the time and gives us ideas or has a thought about something or helps out with something else or anything like that. Just as much of a part of the team as anybody else around here in many ways, Beth. And I could say that, too, about some other people that work with us, too. It got a great team, and our extended family is just as great. And got the best listeners in radio.
Absolutely,
so you put
do.
All this together, I think we might know what we're doing around here.
Just a little bit.
Maybe. Stick around and listen.
I want to send a shout out to everybody that called in for
that. Yes.
All of our qualifiers. Thank you for doing that.
Best listeners in radio. Thank you so much. And again, congratulations to Katie Brandt. Congratulations, Katie.
Awesome job, Katie.
Katie, I don't know for a fact or not, but I'm guessing she's hosting now all of us for Thanksgiving.
There you go.
No, that's not. but we will mention this again a little bit later. Again, thanks to Friends of Quality Foods, to Steph and everybody getting us this information. Take a break. We'll come back, and the kitchen will be open, everybody. Come back for that. Coming up on Mornings at WFHR.